Hi, it's me, Spring. I just want to let you know I'm in town today. I'll try to get by and see you, but I mean, look, we both know how beautiful and popular I am. Let's face it, people have been waiting for me to arrive for months now. What can I say? I'm a celebrity. And while I'm out making public appearances, you can help out by running some errands, doing some chores, you know, mowing the grass, pulling weeds, working in the garden, that kind of stuff. Oh, and I'd appreciate it if you gave your house a good cleaning. I'm only here for a few months, and I won't spend it sitting around in filth. You know, when you have people writing songs and poems about you, you can make the rules. When people change their entire wardrobe just because you're in town, you can call the shots. Until then, let's fire up that weed eater and get busy. Oh, and by the way, I brought you some flowers.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
You know what time it is?
Do you know what time it is?
It's time to celebrate National Spinach Day.
It is March 26th. It is National Spinach Day.
Eat your spinach.
Oh, spinach.
National Spinach Day.
I got this can of spinach.
Dude, is this spinach?
You're supposed to eat the spinach.
I'm strong to the spinach because I eat the spinach.
3, 2, 1.
It's showtime.
That is. How's it hanging?
Hey, it's all good. It's all good.
All good?
Yeah,
all right.
Thanks.
So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also, on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask?
We're glad you asked that.
Yes, we are. You simply enable the skill. You just say one time, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So easy.
It couldn't be any easier. There
I know.
She is.
Yeah. You can even get our podcast on the Alexa device as well. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can also find the podcast on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, all the places. Literally, I looked through the whole list of places that, you know, devices and platforms that people are listening
basically
to us on.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Any place.
Just search the Mike Show VA. You have to add the VA in there. One person couldn't find us on Spotify, so they had to use my name. So it's Mike McKendry. And they just searched it by that, and boom, they got it on Spotify.
Oh,
so I don't know if it was just the way they had their settings or what, but I figure I'll throw that out there. You can watch our show segments on the Facebook Live. That's at the Mike Show VA. Each of our show segments, like this one and all of our interviews, they all have their own separate file. You just scroll through and watch them. Or you can just listen to the live show.
Yeah,
on,
but we're
on
fun
radio.
To watch because we're both staggeringly handsome.
Radio 434. Well, I mean, we're funny looking sometimes,
well, yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's why we're on the radio.
Yeah. So anyway, on today's program, Megan Huffman's going to be joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. She's bringing Maiden McDaniel from the YWCA.
Excellent.
We're going to talk about some upcoming things with their organizations. Get an update from Megan on everything that's going on at the Share and the foundation. Plus, of course, we've got Mr. Bill Bodine.
I'm here.
So your event went well after Maker Faire?
Yeah, we had a 5K run to fight cancer that was sponsored and run by the Free Clinic.
Okay.
Jen Webb and her crowd down there, Katie Elliott. And
nice.
Yeah, Julie Salmon. They all did a brilliant job. It was really great.
It's a great group of people and another great organization in this community. There's so many levels
it's
and
incredible.
Layers to that organization.
Yeah.
Folks should not go without health care, and especially dental. And they just contact them. If you're in that tough spot with your health care, or you don't have coverage for dental, and if you meet their criteria, and it's a broad criteria. Yeah,
they are here to help, and they have the nicest people.
And they got a great, great staff.
Very well qualified physicians and staff. I mean, these are not just people, you know, wanting to do. These are very, very qualified professionals.
Yeah,
people.
They're prominent, very prominent physicians.
Absolutely.
And dentists donate their time to the free clinic. They donate millions of dollars worth of hours.
They do. Tons of hours.
Yeah.
And tons of expertise.
And it's all to help you. So get in contact with them if you need them. All right. So coming up on the program, in addition to our guestages,
I don't know. I've never heard that term, but it may catch on.
I think it should.
Yeah.
Guestages. We're also going to get really, really smart. We'll make up words, but we're going to say other people's words too. With
smart people words?
Yeah, smart people words.
That's good.
With five random facts. We got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in the news. And we've got not headline news and all that. So today, the question of the day, we're going to talk about this. Do you have sunshine guilt? Sunshine guilt.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. And we've got our top list. We're going to talk about millennial parents.
Hmm.
And then our top list. Top ways to know you raised a bad kid.
Well, that ought to be easy to figure out.
All right, that's all coming up. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF! The tax deadline is here. Remember, you can write off charitable deductions. This year, donate your kids to charity. Face it, they just use your Wi-Fi, beg for money, and eat your food. By donating your child to charity, you'll be able to deduct whatever you think they're worth. It doesn't matter about their age, grade, or size. Pickup is easy and free. You'll even get a vacation voucher for a romantic getaway for two to the Bahamas. Instead of spending your summer vacation at some theme park with thousands of other screaming urchins. Give your kids to the Charitable Deduction Network and get a bigger refund this year. One that you can share with your husband or wife and have peace and quiet and more money again.
Yeah, absolutely. The Mike Show. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Mike.
Harrow. All right. So, parenting. They say parenting is different today than it was back in the day.
Absolutely is different.
Yeah. My dad was, he wasn't a bad guy, okay? But he was a 70s dad. Okay.
Same with mine. My dad was trained in parenting by Attila the Hun.
A.T. Hun.
A.T. Hun.
Yeah. My dad, I mean, he came from a decent family. I mean, we have, you know, a decent family, but his dad was kind of Hun-ish, I guess.
My dad's dad was was not there. I mean, he didn't pay any attention to my dad. My dad's uncle taught him how to drive a car, not really? Even his own dad. Yeah, so he was just disconnected.
Yeah,
so and my dad went too far the other way, maybe.
Yeah, well, mine was too. My dad was disconnected is actually a good word. He was more focused on his work and anything else, and as soon as he was home, he was on the couch reading the paper. Or watching whatever, you know, watching whatever sports team. And then that was it. And it was like,
yeah,
there was really no engagement. Although he did help me with some homework. And I will credit my dad for helping me with vocabulary and spelling and that kind of stuff. He was actually engaged in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's helpful.
Yeah, that was. But... All right, here's an okay boomer smackdown, or just another reminder that being a parent is a thankless job. I don't know. Almost 3 in 4 millennial parents think they're currently doing a better job with their kids than their own parents did with them. And quite frankly, I'm not going to brag. And I have a few things that I wish that I did better.
Sure.
Like, for instance, we talked about being present. With my two older kids, I was more focused on my work.
Well, it was a different point in your career, and you needed to be more than.
No,
I'm not going to make excuses for you.
Thanks.
But I have witnessed several times your dadness in the current time, and you're a great dad.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
No, I mean it.
You know, but seriously, you know, my two older kids, I was always working, traveling, more focused on whatever the next project was.
Yeah.
That I really missed big chunks of their life. Now, I was not disconnected, and I went to their competitions, and I did the things.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I feel like I'm a lot more present now as a parent than I was with them. So, I mean, with that being said, anyway, 73% of millennial parents think it's true, and 88% say their parenting style is different than what their own parents did. So what are parents today doing differently? Is it too much?
Yeah, it is. And this is only my opinion, of course, but I see a lot of it, and... You know, there's so much permissiveness, and everybody gets a trophy, and no child needs to feel bad.
No.
That's not the way life is, people.
No. Life is going to give you a swift kick in the...
Yeah, that's my concern.
So, now, I will say, with my kids, I'm a lot different, especially the two younger ones. I am very, very different than I was raised. I couldn't even imagine when I was my youngest's age, when I was 9 years old, if it was summer or we were off school or it was weekend, my parents would kick us out of the house.
Yeah.
My mom even went as far as to lock the screen door.
So, wow.
Yeah.
That's harsh.
Yeah. Lock the screen door and say, go play.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did. We ran around the woods and did everything all day. We'd come home and have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or something, and then we'd go back out.
I ran down into the woods that was a mile or two away from my house.
Yeah.
And we were down there. All the kids were down there playing all damn day long.
Yeah, we did the same thing. Parents are very protective. Of course, it may be that we live in a different world now.
It's a different world because I look at things way differently now. Maybe we were just, or maybe parents back then were just less aware. Maybe there was less of a threat. I don't know.
I don't know either. It'd be interesting to know that. But yeah. I don't see you sending your daughter down to the riverfront. Say, go down there and play down there by the river.
No.
Which is what our parents did.
Yeah, absolutely. Or not even know. You know, not even know where they were because we would leave the house. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have a GPS tracker on us. They couldn't do a Find My Phone. and do any of that. They had no clue whatsoever where we were or what we were doing.
Exactly.
Not a thing. And then we would show back up to eat, and then we would go back outside and play.
Yep.
And then the only rule, there was only one rule, be home before the streetlights come on fully.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Once when the streetlights start coming on, get your ass
you
home.
You better start heading home.
That was it.
That's a good rule.
Only rule.
Yeah.
So what are parents today doing differently? According to this survey, here are the top four parenting strategies that they're using that most of our parents didn't. Okay.
All right.
And number four on the list was what we just talked about, being present with your kids. 80% of millennial parents claim they always try and prioritize their kids over work. 77% think they're more present with their children than their own parents were. And I don't have to be a millennial. I can agree with that totally.
I believe that to be true.
As a Gen Z, that is 100% the way I am now with my two younger kids.
Sure.
Being open about mental health. Your own parents might have just said, you know, hey, suck it up, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Or have been ashamed of any mental health issues.
A lot of that was swept under the rug. Because,
correct.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't talked about.
Yeah, it wasn't talked about. It was embarrassing for parents, and so maybe they didn't. But 80% of millennial parents think discussions about mental health and emotional well-being are important. 98% are willing to talk to their kids about it. Two-thirds say their own parents never did. And I'll 100% agree that mine would have never talked about stuff like that.
No.
Where we get advice. 24% have gotten parenting advice from social media. But other than that, it hasn't really changed much. It's only the fifth most trusted source for advice behind family, other parents, friends, and parenting books. We're still getting our advice from the same places. If we're asking for advice.
Yeah, well, it's a big if.
And then gentle parenting. I have an issue with this one a little bit, okay? I'm going to read you what their definition is here.
Yeah.
Gentle parenting, a style that, quote, guides children through the decision-making process without the parent setting demands and rules. Okay, that's cool. But I saw a family literally trying to negotiate with their two horribly screaming, pitching fit tantrum children.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that didn't fly with us. Neither of us, neither Tab nor I.
No.
And I don't ever recall my younger kids pitching a tantrum. I don't remember my oldest daughter ever pitching a tantrum. The middle one did like once or twice. But I don't ever remember a tantrum about it. Oh, yeah, I remember one tantrum. It was an obsession with vacuum cleaners. And there was there was one of those, like, roly vacuum cleaners that you find, or, you know, like a sweeper thing.
Yeah, like a manual vacuum cleaner.
Yes, at a restaurant. And this kid just went nuts because he wanted it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was Aaron. Aaron wanted that, and he just pitched a fit, a royal fit, until he got it.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But we digress.
Yeah. I mean, here's my theory. My theory is that small children, the world is a big, giant, scary place. Mm-hmm. And if you don't set some boundaries and set some regular, you know, rules and things, then it's harder for kids to make sense of the world.
Yeah.
You know, it's already a big, random, scary place. So I think kids, without realizing it, need or feel safer when they know there's some fences there and that they can trust you to be consistent and, you know, like a regular bedtime or, and that there are, you know, there are limits.
No pudding parties at midnight.
Right.
In Grandma Becky's bed. Anyway, so that brings us to our top list.
Here we go.
With 73% of millennial parents thinking they do a better job than their own parents did. Too bad you can't say the same, since the holy terror you spawn fits so many things on today's list. Top ways to know you raised a bad kid.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
And some of you may want to write this down.
All right, here we go. Number one, he's the only first grader with prison tats.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
Top ways to know you raised a bad kid. It's March, and she's already on Santa's naughty list. top ways to know you raised a bad kid. When you tell him to use his words, he says, "Give me your Discover card number." top ways to know you raised a bad kid. She likes birthday candles with her own Zippo. Top ways to know you raised a bad kid. Everyone on the plane wants you to put him in the overhead compartment.
Yeah.
The last time you won at Candyland, she shanked you.
That's bad. That's the same one with the prison tattoos.
Top ways to know you raised a bad kid. He's wanted. Okay, take two.
Yeah.
Top ways to know
meeting
you.
Meeting 101.
Yeah. Top ways to know you raised a bad kid. He's wanted for a string of big wheel jackings. It's our top list today. Top ways to know you raised a bad kid. She was kicked out of T-ball for fixing the game. His favorite toy is Tickle Me OJ.
No.
At least it isn't Tickle Me R. Kelly. Sorry. Top ways to know you raised a bad kid. Or now P. Diddy. Allegedly.
Tickle Me Michael Jackson.
Top ways to know you raised a bad kid. She sells Girl Scout cookies from the trunk of Monte Carlo. And top ways to know you raised a bad kid. He fits in with all the other kids at Chuck E. Cheese. There you go. That's a good Mike way. So what is today? Today's Tuesday.
All day.
Man, spinach.
It's spinach day.
It is. It's National Spinach Day.
I actually like spinach.
I like spinach too if it's prepared properly.
Yeah.
I don't just like the spinach that comes in a can. That's kind of gross.
The only thing I like that comes in a can is beer.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Speaking of which, and this is talking about the differences between me then and now.
Okay.
I never, ever, ever liked beer in a can. I preferred bottles.
Well, of course. I mean, yes.
I had this perception that it was fresher, it tasted better, blah, 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 blah. And then Tab, I mean, she had beers in cans.
Yeah.
You know, like PBRs and whatever at the time when we first started the dating.
Yeah.
And
that's what you want to call it.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, well, great, fine. I'll drink this. Now, she bought me a case of Yingling. She bought me a case of Yingling.
Yeah.
And this is not a commercial for Sam's, but she was at Sam's, and Sam's had a 28 pack.
Okay.
Wow.
A 28. 28 pack.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but it was bottles.
It was a case plus four.
Yeah. It was bottles.
Yeah.
And I'm still, I actually prefer the cans.
Really?
Because it fits in my mini fridge better.
Ah.
I can fit 24 cans in my mini fridge.
Is your mini fridge, is that a euphemism for your tummy?
I can fit 20.
Yeah, that mini fridge you got there.
No, I used to have a six-pack.
Yeah, no.
I used to have a six-pack, and now I have a keg.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
my,
no, me, I like the kegerator. Yeah.
All right, Cliff.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so I can fit 24 cans in my mini fridge, and I can only maybe fit 12 bottles in my mini fridge. The way I've got the shelves laid out.
Yeah.
And it was a real pain in the butt.
So even if you lay the bottles down on their sides, they don't fit?
I can only fit six.
I'm sure you've analyzed this.
I can fit six on the first level, and then I can stack like maybe five or six more.
Is it like a classic dorm fridge, square fridge?
Yeah. It's our little beer fridge.
Yeah.
It stands about yay high.
I got you.
Anyway, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Need a workout buddy for 2024? Well, now is your chance to save 20% off your monthly dues when you refer a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia. When you refer your buddy to the Y and they join the Y, then you will both receive 20% off your monthly dues. You and your buddy can get healthy together while also saving up to $192 a year. Not a member? Join today with a buddy and you both can still save 20% off. Be healthy, be active, and save money by referring a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. The CEO of Boeing will step down. I'm sure I speak for every flyer when I say, don't let the detached cabin door hit you on the way out. Today is National Wear a Hat Day. Done and done, replied insufferable hipsters as they bought a tiny fedora. Steven Tyler turns 76 today. He's working on two new songs, Love on an Acorn Stairlift and Dude Looks Like an Old Lady. Bob Barker's estate is hitting the market, which is a totally missed opportunity. Imagine if they would have given it away on a showcase showdown. And Tennessee passed a law protecting musicians from AI. It bans songwriting software from using the words beer, truck, or blue jeans. This is not headline news.
It's not. I got a hat for National
Hat Day.
Yeah, National Hat Day, along with National Spinach Day. So wear your spinach hats. And you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, good.
Sorry.
Wear your spinach hats and come and
need a kidney transplant.
Come and join us. I hope not. Good Lord. All right.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
There you go. What I'm saying.
So, in da news, we did that one. We did this. Let's do. Oh, this is one of my favorite topics.
Okay, good.
All right. And we're going to talk movies.
Oh, good.
And we're going to talk some auction items. Okay. Now, I think this is a great opportunity for the new owner of the Titanic door to do a little experiment.
Okay.
You remember the floating door?
Sure.
That saved Rose in Titanic.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't let Jack. She denied him access.
She did, yeah.
To the door.
That's the only thing she denied him access to.
Yeah, she gave him access to everything else.
Everything else.
You know, multiple times.
Yeah. But not the door.
But not the door.
Yeah.
Okay. She gave him everything.
Pretty
but
much.
Then left him blub 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 to the ocean floor.
Yeah.
Or to bob around like a jacksicle. Okay. Yeah. And do you remember? I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. Ew, get off.
See ya.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
I'll never let you go.
Blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
All right. So,
tragic. Very tragic.
The floating door that saved Rose in Titanic just sold at auction. Take a guess.
$150
Take a real guess.
I don't know. $300,000
$718,750
I was almost halfway there.
Now, getting back to my experiment, or their experiment, it would be totally cool if the new owner was able to see whether Jack would fit on the door. See if both of them would fit on the door.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. Or,
yeah.
Or a reasonable facsimile of, to see if they would both fit. Now, director James Cameron has previously confirmed Jack and Rose could fit. But they wouldn't both survive because it wouldn't be buoyant enough.
That could be true.
And it would be submerged.
Yeah. And that, yeah.
But I still disagree.
Well, I don't actually blame Rose. I've never studied on this long enough to really blame Rose.
No, it was just the movie. Okay,
yeah.
This really didn't happen at the real Titanic.
And you know
by
what?
The way.
She probably wouldn't have survived in real life on that damn door either.
Probably
the
not.
The water was so cold. I mean, it was 40-degree water or something. And we don't even go swimming in the pool until it's 80.
Well,
the water.
It would have been hypothermia would have set in because she was soaking wet and on a freezing cold door.
Yeah, she would have frozen to death.
Oh, and okay. So when the lifeboat, when the crewmen were actually patrolling through in their lifeboat, trying to find survivors.
Yeah.
Okay. When she saw that there were, you know, she saw the lights and stuff, and she heard. Is there anybody there?
Yeah.
Is there anybody there? Okay. When she heard that, okay, she jumps in the water. Okay. And there's a dude who was a crewman, who's now deceased, who's a crew sickle, and she takes the whistle
off him
out of his mouth. Okay, first off, a frozen piece of metal in someone's mouth.
Would have ripped his lips off.
She would have been blowing into his lips. And I'm pretty sure that little rubber ball inside the frozen whistle would have been frozen solid. And she had no core temperature to warm it at all anywhere.
Yeah.
So, no. That's
bogus. The whole thing was bogus.
Totally find that. Yeah. The whole thing bogus. Anyway, here are some other cool props. By the way, it wasn't an actual door. It's just a piece of wood paneling. But,
okay.
You know,
right. It looked like a door.
Yeah, it looked like a door. Fashioned to look like a door.
All right.
It was the highest selling item at the auction, but here are a couple other cool props that brought in a lot of money. Let's do these from the bottom up because that's the way I like to do it.
All right, let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
These are props. These aren't actual items from the Titanic. These are props used in the movie.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Correct. The floating door that saved Rose in Titanic is a prop.
Okay, gotcha.
It's not the actual door.
No,
it's
but just, the rest of the stuff is too.
Just a piece of wood paneling.
Okay.
And these are other props from movies.
Okay.
Kate Winslet's chiffon dress from the end of Titanic. That just sold for $125,000.
Yeah. Well, because it's all wet, probably shrank.
Same as Tobey Maguire's black suit from Spider-Man 3. That sold for $125,000 as well.
Okay.
As Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining.
The Shining?
Another $125,000.
Here's Johnny. That's cool.
Wayne Knight's shaving cream. You remember Wayne Knight Newman?
He hid the embryo thing in the shaving can when the little tiny dinosaur ate him up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was trying to smuggle the dinosaur embryos in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, and he had a special can of Barbasol
or
something.
Now, that movie taught me several things. As a tech guy, number one, don't skimp on your engineering department or your tech department.
Okay.
And number two, Don't let one person be able to insert code into anything. Do not rely on one person.
Those are both good pieces of advice.
The shaving cream can from Jurassic Park got a quarter mil. Bill Murray's Red Rose bowling ball from the movie Kingpin.
Oh, wow.
You remember Bill Murray's character?
Sure, sure.
In Kingpin?
Sure.
That sold for $350,000.
That's crazy.
And then the whip. Whip It Good from Harrison Ford's Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
How much do you think that went for?
$420,000.
From Temple of Doom, the whip, $525,000.
That was close.
Yeah. So there you go. Some things from auctions and items and things, and they raised money, and yay. I don't know what they raised money for.
But anyway. Themselves.
Yeah. So, hi there. It is The Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up, we have more facts for you. And five random facts as well. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier. Fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Why should you trust Stonecrafters for your new kitchen and bath? Why not? Your neighbors do, your friends do, and countless organizations and contractors do. Stonecrafters provided the stone and installation for the new Academy Center of the Arts, historic theater lobby, box office, concessions, and their new bar upstairs. Visit Stonecrafters, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford, online at stonecraftersva.com. For custom countertops and cabinetry, there's only one choice, Stonecrafters. Your satisfaction is guaranteed in stone.
March is here, which means the Lynchburg Hillcats opening day is just a month away. Be sure to join us on Tuesday, April 9th at 6:30 as the Hillcats square off against Fredericksburg, ringing the season with all the festivities and pageantry of opening day. Make sure to get there early to secure your 2024 magnet schedule. Even better, every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to the following Tuesday game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Get your tickets for opening day at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now, it's time for...
Five!
Random facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information.
Fill those ear holes.
Yep, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone, maybe even Bill Bodine, is bound to say...
Wow.
I don't know, maybe.
Wow.
There we go. Number one, Jaleel White, a.k.a. Steve Urkel from Family Matters.
Yeah, I remember him.
He was the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog in several Sonic cartoons in the 1990s.
Yes, he was.
Number two. There's supposedly an actual law in Scotland.
Scotland.
And if it's not Scottish,
it's crap.
It's crap. Where any man who gets caught wearing underwear under his kilt can be fined 2 cans of beer.
It's hard
to imagine.
Seems right.
Anyone being employed to enforce this law.
Seems right.
Number three, there are 50 places where you can legally cross the border between the United States and Mexico.
Yeah.
Number four, the word for the male equivalent of a mistress is called. Let me get the
gigolo.
Pronunciation key. Well, close, but here.
Chichisbeo.
Wow. Please use it in a sentence. How to use chichisbeo in a sentence. The restricted intellectual relationship between husband and wife is explained partly by the fact that the chichisbeo still exists.
That's quite a sentence.
The chichisbeo is a bony, cartilaginous gentleman fixed perpendicularly on his saddle like a telegraph pole.
Well, that's bizarre.
Very bizarre.
Chichisbeo. Why would they call it that?
I have no idea.
Why don't they just call it, if it's a mistress, why don't they just call it a master?
Well, there's all kinds of other reasons. Probably not going to work with that one. But, I mean, a male bimbo, a mimbo?
A gigolo.
Yeah, gigolo. Well, gigolo, but gigolo is the same as a lady of the night.
Yeah.
Not exactly a mistress or some D on the side.
Friend with benefit.
Well, I guess. But we can debate this all damn day long.
And we shan't.
No. Number five. Neil Simon intentionally wrote a bad Broadway play called Fools because his ex-wife had just won the rights to his next play in their divorce.
I love that.
So he wanted to make one that would flop, and it did. It only ran for 1 month in 1981.
She never thought about that, about him doing that?
Apparently not. Well, you know, you think about it, somebody like Neil Simon... I guess she was banking on him being such a perfectionist
that he would, make sure that he wrote a good play.
Yeah, who would never want to have a flop on his on his resume.
He wrote so many fun shows.
Yeah, and those are your five random facts.
You know the kilt thing. Going back to that real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah, please.
We were in Scotland. I was wearing a kilt. My mother's 70-year-old cousin came up to me and said, "So, are you wearing it American or Scottish style?" And I said, "I'm not telling you that." She said to me, "Well, remember, if you're wearing underwear, it's only a skirt."
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then she walked away.
Mm-hmm.
I love Scottish people.
Yeah, she didn't get a stick and lift
no,
it up.
No, she did not.
And check.
Yeah.
All right. So those are your five random facts.
There you go.
I do not, I am Scottish, but I do not own a kilt.
You need one.
I do. I need a kilt. I wouldn't even know the first place to
go. Rick Loving was wearing one down at the St. Patrick's Day thing, and he looked awesome.
Rick can pull it off. He had some traditional Indian garb.
Did he?
At one point, yeah. I believe it was. But he was wearing He was wearing that at one point.
Yeah.
He is a well-traveled...
No, they go all over the place. Yeah. I mean, it's nice to be able to do that, but they travel a lot. He and Robin are very cool.
Yeah, they're excellent people.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so those are your five random facts.
And I'm going to go home and walk bagel.
We rarely ever play the end. Yeah, but we paid the same as the intro.
I didn't even know you were going to play it. My fault for talking over it.
No, it's totally fine.
No.
I'm over here and you're over there. And
never the twain shall meet.
Exactly.
But thanks for having me. I'll see you hopefully next week, but I'm going to go walk my bagel dog.
Okay, go walk your dog and get your power washer out.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. The Mike Show, it is the... What is today? Today's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we are going to get so stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got the good news. We'll share that as well. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by the YMCA of Central Virginia.
This is Ed. Ed loves the Y. Ed's buddy joined the Y because Ed told him how great the Y is. Now Ed and his buddy both save 20% off of their monthly dues. Ed and his buddy are getting healthy together. Ed refers his other buddies to the Y, too. Now Ed and two of his best buddies are saving on their monthly membership. And you can, too. Not a member? Join today with a friend and you'll both save like Ed. Be healthy. Be active. Be like Ed. Refer a friend to the Y and save.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or
the Chicken Break Burrito with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde, each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Redora, 1103 C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF. It is the Mike Show. It's the today's Tuesday. And that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
See, I did it exactly like you said I would.
You did.
Exactly. Your impression of me was uncanny.
That's right.
Yeah, anyway. Megan's here. She each and every Tuesday brings us a guest from the nonprofit world. Today is no exception. Who did you bring?
I am so excited to have Maiden McDaniel back on the show. She was one of our first guests that we had, so we're kind of looping back around. And she's with the YWCA Central Virginia as a community engagement manager. They've got a lot going on, an event this Thursday and a whole slew of events coming up in April. So we just wanted to provide the opportunity to talk about what's happening over at the YWCA.
Well, Maiden, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time to talk about your organization and some upcoming events.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So let's start from the beginning for folks that are unfamiliar with what today's YWCA Central Virginia does. What does it do?
Right. So YWCA Central Virginia is dedicated to eliminating racism, empowering women, and promoting peace, justice, freedom, and dignity for all. We do that through a couple of different programs. Some of the ones that we're more known for are our sexual assault response program, our domestic violence prevention program, and our residential housing program.
Okay. So you have an upcoming event that's rapidly approaching. What, tomorrow?
Thursday.
Yes, okay.
The 28th at 7 p.m. at EC Glass.
Okay.
The event's titled Listen and Learn, Community Insights on Domestic Violence. In response to the increase that we've seen in domestic violence in our community, we decided to host this event where we're getting together some experts in the field, some professionals, to kind of give insight on prevention and services that are available to those who may be experiencing domestic violence.
In any given month, any given year, what are some of the statistics of folks that the numbers of the just the sheer numbers of folks that you guys have served and helped?
Right. I mean, during Domestic Violence Awareness Month and Sexual Assault Awareness Month as well, we will have some signs outside of our town center location, as well as a couple of different locations around Lynchburg with statistics on them that are local. I can't think off the top of my head exactly the numbers, but I know that they're higher than anybody would really like to see, obviously.
Yeah.
And they fluctuate from year to year. So look out for those signs in April to see the most current statistics for this area.
Absolutely. Well, it's fantastic work and most definitely well needed within our community. Do you have to register for that event?
You do not. No, we just ask that you show up. I think they're advising that everyone park in the student parking lot near the auditorium, AC Glass, and just come on in. It begins at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Maiden, I think it's just awesome that when our community is going through a crisis like the uptick in domestic violence cases, we've seen that there is a thought leader in the community who is leading the way in education and prevention.
Absolutely.
Because by the time, you know, the police are called, it's too late. And the more we can make awareness and prevention and equip people with the tools to prevent, then the less we'll see of this. So I think it's great that you all are being proactive about having an event like this, and we definitely want to support it and help promote it. I've certainly seen it shared a lot on social media, mm-hmm. which is great.
Yes.
So if there's anything we can do beyond this to help, you let us know.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And is there a certain time of the year that there is an uptick, or is this just totally random?
There is a certain time of year, usually in the summers when people are home from school and it's hot, also around the holidays when folks are all home together. Okay. The numbers are pretty consistent throughout the year, but we do see an uptick in those areas or in during those times.
You know, it's so sad that, you know, we have more resources and we're paying more attention, but we can't seem to get those numbers down. Mm-hmm. And I suspect that there's just, you know, with all the uncertainty in the world, that people are more tense maybe than they used to be. Mm-hmm. And that is something that's really hard to deal with, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. And that's where the prevention work comes in. And that's where we're really trying to focus on our prevention work to help study those numbers and get them down.
Well, thank goodness that you're
doing that. I remember the community needs assessment that was done during COVID showed that domestic violence and sexual assault had risen in numbers, and I guess it's just, again, like that stress, people being the proximity and being caught in situations that you can't get out of. So I know that they're doing the community needs assessment right now. I hope that we see that, that the prevention work that's been done and the shift make that number decrease.
Right,
for sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with that, what all other services does the YWCA offer to folks?
Right. So in addition to our domestic violence prevention program, we also have our sexual assault response program that includes ER accompaniments. So if you've been assaulted, you go to the emergency room, we can have a representative come out and meet you and kind of walk you through the process of, you know, what reporting looks like and what the next steps are. They also offer support groups as well as our domestic violence prevention program does. And then we have our residential town center housing program as well. That's just affordable housing in the area. That's
absolutely. Folks can learn more if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in YWCA Central Virginia or just YWCA. It'll bring it up, and it'll also show you upcoming events and even things that you can donate to YWCA. Mm-hmm. You can do that. You can volunteer, most definitely. Mm-hmm. You obviously have a need for volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Always, yes.
And there's wish lists on. They have particular wish lists on their ways to give that are very specific to the needs of the individuals that they serve. And so that can be linked off of the site as well. And then for Sexual Assault Prevention Month, you have a few events that will feature in the Thursday newsletter. Mm-hmm. And those dates will come out. But can you name a few of those?
I sure can. Yeah. So we will have our side-by-side Racial Justice and Harmony Walk again this year. I believe this will be the 26th year. That will be on April 17th. We'll have shirts again for Denim Day this year as well. That campaign is on April 24th. And then we will be having a book club, community book club discussion as well. So all of that information, the book choice, the meeting dates and times, all of that will be on our official events calendar as well.
Great. Great.
And folks can link through, if you're on the Share platform, you can link through to the YWCA Central Virginia website and also your social media as well. It keeps pretty up to date on information. If you'd like to, again, donate your time, volunteer with this organization, you can reach them through the platform. Did we cover everything?
I think so.
That's a lot of information, but a lot of services and a lot of great things that your organization is doing. It's just fantastic. Mm-hmm. Megan, how are things going with Share?
Great. At the foundation side, we've just finished the spring grant cycle, the applications for the Century Fund. So everything is in committee and evaluation right now. Last I heard, we're down to six candidates or top leaders for the Century Fund, and that's under evaluation and visits right now. So all that's great. Scholarships are available for high school students in the region. So you would contact your guidance counselor at your high school and just inquire about the scholarships that are at the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, and they should be well versed in all the ones that are eligible for different students in different schools. And so we're intensely into that process now as we are approaching the end of the school year. And then for Share Greater Lynchburg, we have one of our monthly peer-to-peer lunch and learns tomorrow. This one's going to be at the Humane Society, and it's going to be cat cafe style, which means there will be some fun critters roaming around while we're learning. And we're going to be learning about sort of the history of the Humane Society, taking it back a few decades and learning more about what's going on and kind of the history of this wonderful organization led by their executive director. We're also going to be featuring Jersey Mike's as the lunchtime option because tomorrow is Jersey Mike's Give Back Day, where 100% of their proceeds the entire day at all their locations locally will be going to Humankind. So we thought it was perfect timing for us to feature Jersey Mike's as our and purchase our lunches from them to support 100% Humankind. So it's a great synergy.
Yeah, literally 100%. I've never seen anything like this
program.
And they've been doing it for years. They've been doing it as long as I can remember. But 100% of their sales, and that's tomorrow. At any Jersey Mike location locally, that money goes to Humankind.
Yes, and 100%. And I learned you can order ahead. So in this scenario, I need to feed 20 people.
Wow. Okay.
You know, I'm going to order today so that I don't, you know, I'm sure the lines are a little bit longer tomorrow. So just plan ahead and you can prepare. But again, 100%. It's really great.
Just shows you how generous people from Jersey are.
or from Jersey Mike's. Yeah.
Okay.
But they have a really good situation, a really good setup for their to-gos and for their catering options and things like that. And it's a well-oiled machine. I've seen it in action.
That's great.
Please to be purchasing your lunch from Jersey Mike's tomorrow. It's going to benefit a great cause. Okay. Well, I guess we covered everything.
Yeah.
Our job's done. We can go home.
Beautiful sunny day. It would be lovely to do that.
Well, we have more show to do. You guys have so much work that you're doing, and we really appreciate you taking time to talk about your organization and talk about your upcoming events. Coming up on the program today, we've got your audio vault. It's sounds and bits and viral audio for your ear holes, and we think you'll like it. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, spring break just wrapped up for some college students, and it continues for others. Either way, the vacationing students might end up on this show.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
This week on Cox, Spring Break Edition. Cameras ride along with Daytona Beach's finest as they stop a drunk LSU co-ed who tries to surf a shark.
You guys are no fun.
Then it's off to South Beach, where the boys in blue intervene before a girl named Madison gets a lower back tattoo of a pineapple.
Ugh, it would have looked so cool.
Then they tackle two guys named Wade for playing hacky sack with an endangered baby sea turtle.
Bruh, I don't see a sign that says I can't do it.
That's this week.
I don't even go to college.
On Cops.
I'm just here to party.
Spring Break Edition.
All right, so have you ever lost your phone? It leaves you feeling so empty, doesn't it?
Must be getting old or something lately. No, I can't find my phone anymore. Feels like my world's coming to an end. Yeah, I'd welcome spam calls once again. Whoa, whoa, now. Headed right there, right in the chair. I'm just like you, I'm always staring at my phone. Yeah, I can't even scroll IG. I might just have to see what it's like to have to talk to someone. I don't know, I lost my not here with me. I'm freaking out because someone could be texting me.
All right, on TikTok, let's go to viral videos. There's a hashtag called Will It Riff, where they translate the numbers on barcodes into guitar tabs. Well, listen to this. These musicians turn a Guinness barcode into a sick metal riff.
Will It Riff, Guinness.
There's an 8-year-old named Jackson in this viral video who knows more about farming equipment than most grown men. Here he is at a farm show quizzing the salesman about the various tractor features and sounding a lot like your grandpa.
What's the width on the mower deck?
I believe that's from 72 inches.
Ooh, that's nice stuff. I like this mower.
You like the mower?
I really like the one with the cab. That's probably...
Oh, if I mow a little grass, I won't be comfortable. I won't be air conditioned.
I like all the stuff you got here. 8RX, sprayer. John Deere's a nice company. They've been in business since 1837.
It does. It sounds like your grandpa. All right. Do you have sunshine guilt? Okay. Well, it's a new type of guilt. This just dropped on TikTok. It's basically when you feel guilty that you don't want to spend time outside on a beautiful sunny day. Here is someone on TikTok explaining the concept.
I am experiencing sunshine guilt right now. It is an abnormally beautiful day outside, but I'm tired. So now I feel this pressure to go outside and go for a walk and enjoy the weather while it lasts. I can't enjoy myself indoors now because the whole time I'm thinking that I should be outside. So basically my day is ruined.
All right. Music. Here we go. Roger Daltrey welcomed Robert Plant and Eddie Vedder on stage for a performance of The Who's Baba O'Reilly at the Teenage Cancer Trust concert on Sunday night. Here is part of the song Plant and Vedder only sang as part of the chorus. All right. What is this? All right, so this was arranged by the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, sent a video of himself singing You're Welcome, that's his big song for Moana, to a 2-year-old girl who's in the hospital battling a brain disorder. Here, listen to this.
Fill your sails and shake your trees. Come on, Naomi, what can I say except you're welcome? Well, the islands I pulled from the sea. There's no need to pray, it's okay. You're welcome. And thank you. All right, Naomi. I love you so much. And you keep smiling. Bye. You're welcome.
All right, he sang the entire song. He played the track on his computer and admitted that sometimes even he can't remember the lyrics. Let's see. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. And today is no exception. For National Spinach Day today, here's comedian Brad Wenzel with some Popeye humor.
I'm skeptical if Popeye was really in the Navy. Just because he calls himself the Sailor Man. I don't know about that. If in real life someone came up to you and was like, I'm the Sailor Man, you'd be like, cool, a drug addict found a hat. Not enough comedians are talking about the courtroom gavel. Here we go. I think the courtroom gavel is weirdly primitive for the situation. if you had to explain that to somebody, you're just like, a courtroom, what's that? And you're like, oh, it's like the thing that makes us a society. It's very official. And you're like, okay, what's that the judge is holding? Oh, that's the be quiet hammer. They still do it that way. It feels like they are figuring out what they should do for that. And a gorilla was like, you know what I would do? Have you tried banging a stick on a thing so they know you're the boss?
All right. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. You know what to do. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. All right. Coming up, we are going to get really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. But we also have some good news for you, and we'll share that. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Sentra Health.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
And CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
This is a care team at Sentra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie. How are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Sentra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
And Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
All right. Tomorrow. Let me pull up the graphic. All right. There we go. Tomorrow is the day of giving at Jersey Mike's subs. 100% of all sales of Jersey Mike's subs is donated to humankind. We mentioned this earlier in the broadcast. We also had Scott from Jersey Mike's subs. We also had folks from Humankind come in. The entire month of March is their month of giving, where a portion of the proceeds are donated to Humankind. But tomorrow is the day that 100% of all sales at Jersey Mike's subs at all three of their locations locally gets donated to Humankind. So we highly suggest and recommend, if you're hungry and you want to go get a sub today, that's great. Fantastic. Go. A portion of the proceeds will go to Humankind. If you also buy your sub tomorrow, maybe you can get lunch like Megan mentioned. She has an entire group and she's feeding 20 people. So maybe you can get you can order your subs, order them in advance for pickup tomorrow, and they'll have them ready for you at Jersey Mike Subs. And again, 100% of the proceeds are donated to Humankind. It is unquestionably one of the best nonprofit promotional things that I've ever seen. And Jersey Mike's has been doing it for so long. As long as I can remember, they've been doing the month of giving and the day of giving. So go out and support local organizations, local nonprofit organizations, and get an excellent, excellent product at Jersey Mike's. They were our very first advertiser, and they are still with us, and we thank them very, very much. I am hungry. I am getting hungrier by the minute, so I think I'm going to go to Jersey Mike's today, and I'm going to buy the Philly cheesesteak, or the Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. I'm going to get, I think it's the number 56. Let me take a look. Jersey Mike's menu. Jersey Mike's.
Menu, meals. Where is it? Jersey Mike's. All right, I think it is. If it's it's got to be the number 56. Oh, hot subs. There we go. Go to that one. Okay, well, the 55 is the chicken cheesesteak. Oh, the Mike's Famous Philly is 17, but I like the Big Kahuna cheesesteak. That's the one I get. It's got grilled onions, peppers, mushrooms, jalapenos, and extra white American cheese because I'm extra white. The Big Kahuna cheesesteak is what you want. Let me share this screen. Because we know it's the month of giving, and then tomorrow is the day of giving. But man, oh man, I want to tempt your tummy right there. Oh yes, there's the Big Kahuna cheesesteak. That is what I am getting. I'm going to get that for lunch, and today, and maybe I'll go get that for lunch again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then you know they've got the kids' meals. My kids. Typically like, let me find the turkey. Where's the turkey? The turkey and provolone. And it's the number 7. They get theirs. Now, I recommend that you get it Mike's way, but little kids don't always like the juice and everything that they put on it. So, you know, let your kids pick. But that's what my kids get, the turkey and provolone, which is also an excellent, excellent sub. But I just cannot stop looking at the number 56. All right, I'm going to go collect myself right now. Go to Jersey Mike Subs. They got 3 great locations in and around Lynchburg. They've got the one right next to Fresh Market. They've got the other one, the original store on Ward's Road. And then they've got a new location on Timberlake. So there is a Jersey Mike Subs near you. So find it. Go to it. And order the 56, order it Mike's way, and make a nice donation to a local organization, Humankind. All right, coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. That is all on the way. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Need a workout buddy for 2024? Well, now is your chance to save 20% off your monthly dues when you refer a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia. When you refer your buddy to the Y and they join the Y, then you will both receive 20% off your monthly dues. You and your buddy can get healthy together while also saving up to $192 a year. Not a member? Join today with a buddy and you both can still save 20% off. Be healthy, be active, and save money by referring a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right. Time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. Chances of this crime being reported? 100%. Someone in Canada called police last week after they saw an impaired driver crash through a sign. What did the sign say? Report impaired drivers. Here, take a look. Yeah, you can see it right down there. So here are the details. It happened Thursday night on Vancouver Island, just across the border from Seattle. They told police that they saw a truck jump a curb onto the sidewalk and take out the sign. Then the guy drove off. Police pulled a truck over nearby and thought it was the same guy because, well, maybe because the right front side of his truck was all dented up. They eventually confirmed it was him after another officer showed up to where they pulled him over with the impaired driver's sign and also the guy's license plate that fell off during the crash. They released a photo of the sign leaning up against the truck. No word on the specific charges that he'll be facing. And then there is this. And it isn't criminal, by the way. But we thought that we would share this. And we have a photo as well. So I'm going to share that up on our social media on screen. Here we go. So this guy, a guy in Melbourne, Australia, is opening up a new Korean barbecue place. And before he even opened for business, he just put up a huge sign to dunk on his ex for dumping him when he had no money. In big block letters, it says, "Hey, Sophia, you broke up with me because I was poor. Now I have money to open a Korean barbecue. Are you regretting it?" Well, it looks like he actually put up two signs, one on each side of the building. So he really wanted to make sure that she saw it. No word yet from Sophia, but it's gone pretty viral in Australia. So we're guessing she's seen it by now. Another place in the same area got in on it with a Just Desserts joke. It was a donut place nearby. They put up their own sign that says, "Yo, Korean barbecue, don't worry about Sophia. We have all the desserts you need right here." And then there's this. A SWAT team in St. Louis raided a family's home after Apple's Find My feature said the AirPods linked to a carjacking were inside the home. The carjackers must have tossed them as they drove by. Now the family's suing. Here's Lindell Briscoe talking about what had happened.
So yeah, this ain't a violent crime, man. I drive trucks, man. I don't know anything about a violent crime. Nothing that was involved in this crime was ever found inside of my house. Once I made it home that morning, I didn't leave again until 1 o'clock. My children don't even want to walk up and down the street because we were humiliated.
Man, there is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity out there. A World War II veteran out of Texas celebrated his 106th birthday, and even his heart doctor says he could maybe even see 110. Here's Carl Schlesinger giving out some wisdom on life and living that long.
You can always kind of get a chuckle out of when I tell them, "Well, I didn't die. I don't know what kind of good advice I can give anyone. All I know is from my own experience, do the best you can with what you've got. Go out and look out the windows." And I say to myself, "I guess my life ain't exactly too bad."
There you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Check out the United Way 5K on the runway, which is coming up in April.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's 4th annual 5K on the runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m. This flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org/events/5K, or just look for the banner and the tab, and you'll find it. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?